USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Tropical Depression Nicholas brought heavy rains Wednesday to areas of the Gulf Coast still trying to recover from Hurricane Ida. Flash flooding remains possible in southern Alabama and Georgia and northern Florida. Several inches of rain were forecast for much of the central Gulf Coast as Nicholas continued to move east with up to 8 inches possible in some areas. The storm is expected to continue to affect the area through Friday. And Texas's attorney general has sued a Northeast Texas school district for including a mask mandate in the district's dress code. AG Ken Paxton filed the suit earlier this week, accusing the Paris Independent School District of defying a law banning mask mandates in the state schools. Paxton sued a total of 9 districts this week for violating the law. A judge issued a temporary restraining order against the district Wednesday, preventing Paris schools from enforcing its mandate. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn, and I'm in the best shape of my life. I love working out hard every day, but I turned 60 this year, and working out can cause some serious aches and pains. I was commiserating with my buddy Jay Schrader, the Super Bowl champion and former Raiders quarterback, about the challenges of staying in great shape for anyone over age 50. Jay said I had to try SonsOfLibertyCBD.com, and it would heal my body, mind, and soul. He was right. No more aches and pains. I feel like $1 million. Finding quality CBD, not easy, but Sons of Liberty CBD, highest quality CBD I've ever seen. CBD is not pot. It won't get you high. It's 100% legal. It's 100% American made. CBD is mainstream, and it works. For my listeners, SonsOfLibertyCBD.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product if you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Even better, you can combine the discount with your subscription discount for 25% off. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business, Sons of Liberty, CBD.com. Just say WAR15 to get 25% off.
The North Korean military is test-firing missiles again. Lance Pry has the details.
South Korea's military is reporting North Korea fired 2 more ballistic missiles into the sea from its east coast on Wednesday. The launch further escalates tensions in the region 2 days after Pyongyang claimed to have fired a new long-range cruise missile that is being described as a strategic weapon of great significance. Japan's prime minister and South Korea's president said they were convening sessions of their National Security Council to discuss Pyongyang's actions. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Prime.
And SpaceX's Inspiration 4 mission has lifted off from Kennedy Space Center, sending the first all-civilian crew towards orbit. The 4-person crew is scheduled to spend the next 3 days in orbit before splashing down in the Atlantic Ocean. The mission is part of a campaign to raise $200 million for St. Jude's Children's Research Hospital. This is USA Radio News.
Lights out. Everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
4 elite U.S. gymnasts testified before Congress Wednesday detailing the failings by the FBI, USA Gymnastics, and the U.S. Olympic Committee in the handling of the sexual abuse case against former team doctor Larry Nassar. Simone Biles, Michaela Moroney, Maggie Nichols, and Allie Reisman told the Senate Judiciary Committee that the FBI was slow in investigating their cases and did not take them seriously. Senator Marsha Blackburn says that after hearing their testimony, it's clear the FBI failed the women. The Tennessee Republican tells Fox News that USA Gymnastics and the Olympic Committee also have to answer for violating the trust of their athletes.
These young women should have been taken seriously when they first mentioned this. Something should have been done. The university finally started an investigation, and this is how it began to untangle and get to the bottom of what was going on with Larry Nassar. And this... just the monster that he was to these young women, how they trusted him, their families trusted him, their coaches trusted him, they violated that trust. But then you have the USA Gymnastics and the Olympic Committee questions there about their actions, their participation with the FBI, the way the FBI handled these young women.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.